This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The election in Iraq is now just 2 days away. The interim government in Baghdad has instituted tough security measures across the country in the face of more attacks by insurgents, such as a car bombing in Baghdad today, which left 4 people dead. Attacks on polling centers yesterday killed at least a dozen more people, but President Bush urged Iraqis to, quote, defy the terrorists. Earlier this morning, I spoke with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte, in Baghdad. He has said that most Iraqis will be able to vote, but that there are, quote, problematic areas. I asked him to elaborate.
Well, what I meant was there are areas where, in the Sunni Triangle, where the security situation is more difficult than in others, and I was particularly referring to El Anbar province, where Fallujah is located, and Nineveh province, where Mosul is located. But that's also been a high priority for the multinational force and for the Iraqi armed forces and police to try and restore a modicum level of security there so that at least some voting can take place. But I think even under the best of expectations for Sunday, we know that turnout in those provinces is going to be lower than the national average.
Just to stay on that for just a moment, there is and has been an oft-repeated concern about Sunni representation. If Sunnis vote in very low numbers, either out of fear or because they are boycotting the election, what diplomatically is the U.S. prepared to do after the election in order to account for that?
First of all, this is an election. We're going to have to see how it turns out, what kind of majorities or pluralities align themselves in the National Assembly. As far as the Sunni turnout is concerned, if they are represented in lesser numbers than their proportion of the population, maybe that'll be an encouragement to them to participate more actively in future political events of this kind. There's going to be a referendum on the Constitution in October. And what we've detected is once the elections had an air of inevitability about them, if you will, a number of our Sunni friends have started saying, well, you know, maybe after all, we would like to participate in the process. And even if some of us aren't as actively involved in the election, we'd like to participate in the drafting of the Constitution, for example, and we think that would be a very good thing.
Well, that's interesting because the National Assembly and their 275 members is, of course, the body that will be putting this Constitution together. Specifically, how would that work if Sunnis aren't represented in their numbers in the National Assembly? Suggestions have been floated, for instance, to add more members to give Sunnis more representation. Is that an option?
That would require modifying the transitional administrative law, but whatever the outcome of the national election, leaders that we've spoken to of all ethnic and religious persuasions have said that they think it's important that the political scene here be participatory and that it be inclusive. And there's one other point to add here, which I think is very important, which is that under the interim constitution, any combination of 3 provinces in the referendum can block the ratification of the new constitution if they don't like it. So there's almost a self-correcting mechanism here whereby the views of all the provinces and regions of Iraq have to be taken into account, including those where Sunni populations predominate.
President Bush has just said, in response to a question about what if the Iraqi government demands immediate withdrawal of American troops, that the United States would honor that. What, in your opinion, is the likelihood that that would happen? And if not, what do you think Iraq will do as far as the timeline is concerned?
You know, I think that I doubt that any Iraqi government in the short term would ask for us to do that. But if for some reason an Iraqi government were to demand that for one reason or another, even though I believe that's unlikely, I think we'd have no choice but to respect that request.
John Negroponte is the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, and he joined us from Baghdad. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.